The current crisis was sparked by an operation by Hezbollah fighters last week. They crossed into Israel and captured two Israeli soldiers. The U.S. and Israel accuse Hezbollah of acting on orders from Iran and Syria. But some people in Lebanon say Hezbollah may also have been pursuing its own domestic and regional goals. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Beirut that whatever Hezbollah's motives were, its members did not anticipate the huge Israeli military response.
Southern Beirut has been burning for days, and the Israeli bombardment of the district shows no sign of letting up. A drive through the area yesterday took visitors through deserted streets littered with fallen wires and shattered glass. Entire buildings and highway overpasses lay in ruins. On one street corner stood alone Hezbollah gunmen. This predominantly Shiite Muslim district is a stronghold for Hezbollah, but it is also a densely populated commercial and residential suburb of the Lebanese capital. Fouad Kazem is a Lebanese-Canadian tourist from Toronto whose family is now stranded here. He says the Israeli jets aren't just bombing Hezbollah.
The Hezbollah, they live in one area, but they're bombing everywhere. Everywhere. Why? Why?
Within minutes of this interview, several Hezbollah members arrived dressed in plain clothes and carrying walkie-talkies. They questioned foreign journalists and then instructed them to leave, but not before delivering some words of defiance.
No, of course we're not going to give up. Well, let me answer with a good way. As long as we have a life, as long as we fight.
Despite this tough talk, the ferocity of Israel's bombing campaign appears to have taken Hezbollah by surprise.
This kind of large-scale offensive, my understanding is that nobody expected such an offensive.
Ibrahim Moussaoui is the foreign editor at Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV station, which has been repeatedly bombed over the past week. He says the Hezbollah incursion into Israel and the capture of the two soldiers was aimed at securing the release of Lebanese and Palestinian prisoners in Israel.
The leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, has come out to say that we did this operation in order to start indirect negotiations and a swap. This is what we want. This is a limited operation in time and space. We don't want any destabilization of the security level. We don't want any deterioration or escalation.
The Israeli air campaign has destroyed highways, power plants, factories, gas stations, and homes. It has all but cut off southern Lebanon from the rest of the country.
I'm really surprised that they made such a gross miscalculation of Israeli reactions to this incident.
Timur Goksal is a former spokesman for the United Nations peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon. He expresses doubt over U.S. and Israeli assertions that Hezbollah was carrying out Syria and Iran's bidding when it launched last week's raid into Israel.
I don't know about this latest incident. It's too new. But the Hezbollah that I know, or I knew, will be very reluctant to take operational directions from anyone because they are so security conscious, it's unbelievable.
Analysts here say Hezbollah's cross-border operation may have been prompted by Hezbollah's own regional aspirations. Fawaz Jerges is an author and terrorism expert at Sarah Lawrence College of New York.
Remember, there's a crisis in Gaza between Hamas and Israel. And what Hezbollah was trying to say, listen, we are the vanguard of the Arab and Muslim nation. We stand up, we defend the Palestinians. No one else dares to do so except us.
But Jerges says domestic considerations also played in to what he calls Hezbollah's monstrous miscalculation.
In the last 15 months, there has been a tremendous internal struggle taking place in Lebanon. And the Lebanese government and major political factions have been trying to force Hezbollah to disarm.
28-year-old Adil Shahouri was one of the hundreds of thousands of protesters who participated in street demonstrations last year, demanding the withdrawal of Syrian troops from Lebanon and the disarmament of Hezbollah's militia. But now, after 8 days of Israeli bombing, Shahouri says he would gladly take a gun and fight alongside the Shiite militia.
Israel made me to do this. You know what I mean? Israel and her killing of the people and the little kids make me to feel that Hezbollah must stay as a resistance for Lebanon.
As the bombs fall on Beirut, Hezbollah's TV and radio stations continuously play patriotic martial anthems. Analysts here say the Israeli bombing campaign is having the unintended consequence of rallying the Lebanese population to the Hezbollah flag. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.